Welcome back to End is the Future, a podcast that brings together great minds to address the opportunities and challenges of making businesses both sustainable and profitable. I am Ilham Kadri, and I'm delighted to be your host today. If you are as passionate about sustainable business as I am, let's explore how End is the Future together. Today, I'm delighted to be speaking with Ambra Sabatini, the fastest Paralympic sprinter in the world. When she was only 19 years old, she broke the world record running 100 meters in just 14.11 seconds at the Tokyo 2020 Paralympics. And this is after she had already broken the world record a few months before in the Grand Prix in Dubai. We are so proud to sponsor Ambra in our Solve for Sport initiative. And I'm even more excited to have this chance to speak one-on-one with her. Today, we have some help from Carol, who will help us with Italian and English translation. Ambra, buongiorno. Grazie mille per essere venuta. Ambra, thank you so much for joining me. And those are the only words I can say in Italian.
Grazie a voi, Ambra. Piacere essere qui con voi. Sono davvero felice. Sono ottime parole.
Thank you so much for having me on board today. And I have to say, what you said in Italian is totally good enough.
Yeah, I need to learn Italian. So before we get into your incredible athletic achievements, Ambra, can you tell us, and the audience are Solve employees, are other followers, can you tell us more about your upbringing in Italy, a country I love, and what first sparked your interest in sport?
Ok, diciamo che la mia passione per lo sport è nata sin da piccola e il primo ad avermela trasmesso è stato mio padre.
My passion for sports really grew as a kid already, and that was transmitted directly by my father himself, who's passionate about sport.
Il mio primo sport è stato il pattinaggio artistico. E poi ho praticato pallavolo per 6 anni e infine diciamo che gli spazi in palestra mi stavano un po' stretti e sono passata all'atletica.
I started with ice skating and then I switched to volleyball for about 6 years. And then the spaces were becoming a bit tight for me, so I opened up to athletics.
Esatto, e ho raggiunto subito diversi risultati. Ero campionessa regionale nel mezzo fondo e poi ho avuto il mio incidente nel 2019 e ho dovuto cambiare la mia specialità dal mezzo fondo alla velocità.
I could already reach really good results in the very first moments of athletics and I did mezzo fondo in the regional championships until I unfortunately got injured back in 2019.
Yeah, and indeed, and thank you, Ambra, for opening up. Then, of course, in 2019 and June 5th, 2019, everything changed for you and in your life when you were involved in an accident. But Ambra, you never let that stop you for achieving your dreams. And I know sometimes you said you were discouraged, but you kept, you were determined to continue. And now you are the fastest Paralympic sprinter in the world. Can you tell us what that journey was like and how you remain determined and resilient?
Certo, è stato, diciamo, un viaggio abbastanza breve, visto che poi sono ritornata a correre un anno dopo l'incidente. E questo è stato grazie anche all'aiuto di tutti i medici e i fisioterapisti che mi hanno seguito.
The journey actually following this accident I faced back in 2019 was quite short in the way that I got back to sports just 1 year after. And that was thanks, of course, to the great support from the medical network and the doctors.
Esatto, ci sono stati diversi alti e bassi, naturalmente non sono mancati i momenti però Avevo sempre quella voglia di ritornare a fare sport e quello era quello che mi dava la forza di andare avanti, diciamo.
It's true that I faced a lot of ups and downs, definitely, but the grit and the will to keep going never left me.
And thank you for that. And you say thank you to the medical, you know, crew. And I know your first prosthesis arrived 1 year after, you know, your first probably post-operative steps. And then you started running again and training. And you were only again 19 years old when you won the gold medal for the women's 100 meters at the Tokyo 2020 Paralympic Games. And on top of that, you set the world record. So it's a double win. And even triple with, you know, what happened to you. And by the way, I watched the YouTube video of you winning and it's just so exciting. I looked at it with my family and they were like, my husband speaks Italian. So we were like, bravo, bravo, you know, bellissimo. You can really see the emotion as you cross the finish line first. So breaking the world record, Ambra, that day must have been an incredible moment. What was it like for you?
Sì, è stata un'emozione indescrivibile perché veramente il mio obiettivo ovviamente alle Paralimpiadi e a qualsiasi manifestazione di quel livello è raggiungere la medaglia, non il tempo, il cronometro. E quindi il mio primo obiettivo era quello della medaglia. E poi quando ho visto che ho realizzato il record mondiale, non potevo essere più felice perché sapevo di aver dato il massimo.
This is definitely a huge and indescribable feeling I had, because my objective for the Paralympics and any other sports championships is really to aim for the medal and not necessarily the best timing. So when I reached that very first objective I had set for myself, I was over the moon.
And you did it twice, by the way. You got the medal and the record. So not only did you break the world record, but you also led Italy to a historical clean sweep in the women's 100 meters, as your Italian teammate also won silver and bronze medal that day. And what a great moment when the three of you posed for a picture under the Italian flag. Was everyone back home just thrilled by your victory? How was it back in Italy?
Beh sì, diciamo che la vera immagine che è passata su tutti i giornali e su tutti gli schermi è stata poi quella del podio tutto tricolore che ha fatto grandissimo scalpore e non potevo essere più contenta di essere accompagnata da queste mie compagne di squadra perché sono veramente eccezionale e abbiamo un bellissimo rapporto. E poi quando siamo tornati in Italia ovviamente c'è stata una mega festa.
Yes, indeed, the media coverage was very much on that very same picture of me and my colleagues wearing the colors of Italy. And it made it even more exceptional to me because I get along very well with them. And our relationship even got tighter when we won all together.
And now getting into the top emotional part, Ambra, because this it looks like it's all about wins and you know, celebration. But you've been through a sobering times and challenging times. So what's one of the toughest challenges you have had to overcome in your sports? And what did you learn from it you can share with the audience?
Beh, diciamo che una delle esperienze più difficili che ho dovuto affrontare è stato il primo giorno in cui ho indossato la protesi. E si pensa, diciamo, che sia stato il giorno più bello della mia vita, però in realtà le prime sensazioni non sono state subito buone.
I would say that the most difficult challenge I recall is really the first day I tried on the prosthesis. People might think that was the best day of my life, but it was actually quite a challenge.
Esatto, perché è stata un po' deludente, visto che soprattutto con la protesi da corsa mi aspettavo qualcosa di più e invece tutto quello che riuscivo a fare erano un po' dei balzi scoordinati. E quindi poi mi sono allenata tutta l'estate per riuscire a migliorare. e poi è arrivata una protesi un po' più completa, un po' che mi aiutasse di più. E insomma, da quell'esperienza ho imparato a portare pazienza e per poi vedere i risultati.
I was really disappointed indeed getting this brand new prosthesis, because it was done especially for me. It was a running prosthesis, but the only thing I could manage to do were uncoordinated bumps here and there. I had dreamed of those being different. So I trained all summer to really master it better. And then I got a second molded prosthesis for me that really worked better. And this taught me definitely to be patient, and that reward is thereafter.
Wow. So it's about and learning, relearning, and being patient. I often tell to our Solvay teams, Ambra, that like athletes, we need to train the muscle, practice, and have a winning mentality. And I think there is so much we can learn from you and from the athletes. What is your training regime like? Do you have good and bad times like all of us? How does it work?
Beh sì, ci sono sicuramente giornate sì e giornate no, e no, sono normali. E diciamo, per esempio, soprattutto in inverno, in cui magari ci sono giornate un po' più fredde e fai fatica comunque a uscire fuori, hai tutti i muscoli contratti e vorresti rimanere sotto le coperte. Però in quei momenti, diciamo, mi faccio forza e dico, porto il lavoro a casa e poi si vede comunque.
Just like everybody, I face days with and without energy. And I have to say that especially now in the winter, days getting shorter, colder, muscles getting tighter. I would rather stay under my bed and a warm bed. But I force myself, and then I'm very happy I did.
Yeah, you are a human being, Ambra. So you are, I'm like you. You have the phrase "perfectly imperfect," which I just love. Tattooed, I think, on the body left side, if I remember well. If one day I do a tattoo, I will do "perfectly imperfect," and you can see it in those powerful photos of you that appears in several magazines, Vanity Fair, the most famous one. What does that sentence, that phrase mean to you?
Beh sì, quello è stato uno dei tatuaggi che ho fatto dopo Tokyo, e dopo il logo delle Paralimpiadi che ho tatuato dietro la spalla, ho deciso di tatuare questa frase perché per me significava, insomma, l'avrei accettato, diciamo, le mie ferite, le mie cicatrici come qualcosa che mi arricchiva invece che togliere, quindi un'imperfetta perfezione.
Indeed, I decided to do this second tattoo. The first one was the logo of the Paralympics that I have on my shoulder. I decided to pick this perfectly imperfect tattoo that shows that I accept all the scars I have as something that enriches me instead of removing something from me.
Yeah, and this is fabulous. So do moving now, I mean, obviously you are, a woman and, you know, obviously getting into these challenges due to your accident, but thriving in the sports. Do you believe that the world of sports, Ambra, is diverse, equitable and inclusive? Has it made a lot of progress, or is there still a long way to go? What could businesses like mine, ours, learn from your experience?
Beh sì, diciamo che il mondo dello sport è inclusivo per definizione, nel senso che in generale lo sport tende a unire più che a dividere. Ti faccio tradurre questo.
I would say that the sports general overall context is a naturally organically inclusive one, because sports kind of include different profiles very naturally and spontaneously.
Però ci sono comunque molte differenze tra paralimpico e olimpico, e sull'aspetto, diciamo, economico e anche di visibilità. Per adesso ancora siamo un passo indietro.
Yeah. But there are still differences between Paralympics athletes and regular athletes. This is something still to be worked on. Same goes for visibility given maybe to the category I belong to.
Yeah, and thank you for putting the spotlight, Ambra, on this, because like in our company, we are trying to be a better company welcoming handicaps and disabilities. And it's not easy because our companies have not been run designed to also be inclusive for that. And thank you for sharing that. You are such an incredible role model, Ambra, who you inspire everyone from young athletes to business leaders like me. What advice would you give people who are inspired by you?
Beh, il consiglio che do sempre, diciamo, alle persone in generale è quello di cercare, insomma, di avere una visione più grande quando magari ci affrontano dei momenti no, perché a volte dietro qualche caduta ci può essere anche qualche possibilità nuova.
My advice would be to kind of expand your own vision. Sometimes you face a challenge, an incident, and behind there is a hidden opportunity you might not have considered.
Yeah, and thanks for that. Is to stay, you know, to get full of hope, right? And still be determined to go after your ambitions. And I think your role model, what can happen, you know, the worst, but then turning it into a strength, and brilliantly turning it into a strength. You're incredibly young and only at the beginning of an incredible, promising career. Yet I am like talking about a resume, which is so rich of achievements, but rich of training and determination and resilience. What's next for you, Ambra? What's your next ambition or your next challenge?
Beh, sportivamente parlando, mi piacerebbe abbattere il muro dei 14 secondi nei 100 metri, e che diciamo è abbastanza difficile, però ci proveremo quest'anno sicuramente. E poi ci saranno i mondiali a luglio a Parigi, e quelli sono senz'altro un obiettivo.
On the sports side, definitely an objective I had set for myself is to crash the 14 seconds record for the 100 meters. It's going to be a tough one, but I'm going to do everything and try this. And July next year are the worldwide Paralympic Games. So that's going to be an important moment in my personal timeline.
So we will be there. I will be there cheering and supporting, right, Ambra? So we'll be all with you. So tell me now a bit about you outside training. What do you most enjoy? I've seen you on Instagram, right? And there is a great way probably to reach and inspire people. What do you love to do? I mean, do you listen to music? Do you dance? Do you sing? What is the hidden Ambra?
Okay, mi piace, diciamo che mi piace tanto ascoltare la musica e mi tira su anche nei momenti no, e quindi mi appoggio sempre un po' alla musica. E poi mi piace tanto guardare film e anche leggere. Da quest'anno mi sono posta l'obiettivo di leggere, e diciamo che mi pongo le sfide anche fuori lo sport.
I love listening to music, and that really has a direct impact on boosting my morale. TV watching is something I tend to do as well, but a new objective I have set myself is to read more, so that's a brand new objective.
Yeah, that's great. So what type of music you love to listen to, Ambra? And what is the best or the last book you read?
Allora, mi piace ascoltare un po' tutto, e diciamo che la playlist è un po' varia, cioè ma dai War Republic, Imagine Dragons e i Beatles.
The music I know is, I have a brand diverse list of music on my phone, ranging from One Republic to Imagine Dragons, and the last one I hope you heard.
Beatles,
of course. Yeah, right. I mean, yeah, the Beatles. And this is my own generation. Ambra, you are so young. I mean, I love that you know the Beatles. This is how I, you know, John Lennon and Paul McCartney obviously have been I grew up singing their songs in Morocco, so I'm really not that. And the book, Ambra, which book you last okay. one you read?
L'ultimo che ho letto è stato su un romanzo, diciamo, giallo, che di cui è uscita la serie, e si chiama Nessuno di uno di noi sta mentendo.
The last book I read is more of police and, you know, gialli, as we say in Italian, it's always with a bit of a
crime
thread, murder thread, and the title was
Uno di noi sta mentendo. One of us is lying.
Ah, yeah. One of us is lying. So I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna try and read it in my next vacation. So, yeah. Well, here, one of us is not lying here. I think you are truthful to your values, and I'm truly inspired and admirative of a young lady like you. I think you are reverse mentoring me because I'm older than you. And you are giving me that energy and inspiration of your, you know, short but so enriching story. The last point is about, I think you talked a lot about the family, and you started saying that your father has weighed a lot on your career and your love for sports. And you talked a lot about the great support you have had from your family throughout all the challenges that you faced. Can you tell us more about your family bonding and how this has made a difference in your career and life?
Diciamo che mio padre è stato quello appunto che ci ha trasmesso la passione per lo sport a me e a mio fratello, senza mai costringerci sullo scegliere dove andare, cosa fare, diciamo. E questo, diciamo, è rivelata una strategia vincente, perché poi io e mio fratello abbiamo scelto le nostre strade senza sentirci costretti a fare qualcosa oppure a compiacere magari i nostri genitori, e abbiamo raggiunto tutti e due diversi risultati. Lui ha giocato nella Fiorentina per diverso tempo, che è una squadra in Italia molto, diciamo, professionale, e adesso si sta dedicando allo studio, e io ho fatto, insomma, la mia carriera sportiva. E poi c'è mia mamma, che invece è quella che si occupa dell'aspetto della famiglia e della pizza, diciamo, perché lei è stata sempre una pizzaiola, e quindi diciamo che ci cura il mangiare.
My father definitely was the one passing on this passion for sports to me and to my brother, actually, but without influencing our decisions. So that was really a winning strategy, because we ended up picking our own journey autonomously, but with his support. And we both had, my brother and I, good results in sports. My brother even joined the Fiorentina, the soccer. So that was not bad. And now he's studying. And on the more my mom's side, she was the one bringing the whole emotional aspect, and also importantly the food and that whole caring through the food.
But. Thank you. And it's great to hear. I'm sure your parents and all family are so proud of you. We are proud of you. Next time, I hope when we meet, I will hug you and maybe listen to Let It Be together, because we have that common, joy when we hear the Beatles. Thank you so much, Ambra, for joining me today. Grazie mille again. You have inspired me, as not only the young athletes who are listening, but also the business people like me, because there is much we learn from your determination, your resilience. You know, you stay truthful to your own ambition, right? In sports and beyond, and you are one of the best examples of winning, of resilience and determination. And I know you continue to do amazing things, and will be by your side, right? Supporting you, and obviously celebrating your coming victories. Thank you. Grazie mille.
Grazie a voi. Sono onorata e felice di essere stata qui e di rappresentare una realtà come la vostra in cui vi ponete questa missione di essere più inclusivi e veramente orgogliosa di far parte di questa squadra.
I'm very honored to have been invited to speak to you today. Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be part of this project with a company really represents a strong ambition when it comes to diversity. Thank you.
Thank you, Ambra.
Thank you.
Ciao, ciao.
Thank you so much for joining us today. For more information or to listen to other episodes, visit our website. And if you like these podcasts, don't forget to subscribe. Until next time, be safe.